Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Chuck writes, in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4, we are reminded that if we have been raised with Christ, we are to seek the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set our minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for we have died, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. Recently, I had the opportunity to speak to a group of people who were graduating. You have often heard me say that my definition of graduation is gradually going from one place to another. For the young person going to college for the first time, that can be a big change. Still, they are going from one place to another. For the college grad seeking postgraduate education, that transition can be a big, even frightening change. Even if we are not graduating, we are possibly in some other life transition, gradually going from one place to another. That's why I think Paul's words are valuable in Colossians chapter 3. We are to keep our minds focused on Christ. The number one habit of a successful person is just that. Keep Jesus at the center of life. Wherever you are graduating to college, graduating to parenthood, or graduating to retirement, I am convinced that we can all be encouraged and reminded by focusing on several critical habits of successful people. While there are more key habits than those I mentioned, I want to share 10 that have impacted my life. First, successful people put God first, always. I often say God does not have grandchildren, meaning your parents' faith must become your own. Each person is responsible and accountable for the choice they make for Christ. You must choose Christ as your Lord and Savior. Your parents' or grandparents' Christianity cannot save you. You must choose Christ for you. When you make that choice, live faithfully for Him. Keep Him at the center of life. How do I keep Christ at the center of my life? While not exhaustive, here are a few starter points. Study, do not merely read. Study your Bible. Meditate on Scripture. Be a person of prayer. Be grateful to God for all life circumstances. Again, this is not an exhaustive list, but it is a great starting place. Second, successful people choose godly friends. American businessman Don Pena said, "Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future." Friends, including future spouses, can and will lead you. Choose well when you choose your community, because the people with which you associate will determine, in part or in full, your destination. We will dive deeper into these 10 habits of successful people next time on Devotional Reflection. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.